it's Alexis from Brooke and Jeffrey in the Morning. They told me to intro the podcast, so yep, here I am. Intro done.
Okay.
Yep. Here we go.
You think it's crazy in Florida? You don't even want to know what's going on in Australia right now.
Why?
It's Brooke and Jeffrey in the Morning because health officials in Brisbane had to issue an urgent press release saying, if you're bit by a venomous snake, please don't bring it to the ER with you.
Whoa!
Because Australia is notorious for some of the craziest, most dangerous wildlife out there.
Yeah.
Pretty much everything in that country wants to kill you.
How are you going to have the snake you just got bitten by? Is it because it's your pet? Or are you catching it?
It's the anti-venom.
Apparently, people get bit and they think it'll help with identification and treatment if they capture it and bring it with them to the doctor.
So they're writhing in pain and still able to catch the damn thing.
Pretty impressive.
Wow. I let it keep its mouth on it and just carry it there. You know?
The emergency staff at Bundaberg Hospital were handed a plastic Tupperware with a live eastern brown snake inside peeking back at them.
That thing looks poisonous.
So the
I love how secure a Tupperware is as well.
The facility had to be shut down temporarily while they got rid of the venomous snake.
Yeah.
But it's not always live snakes that people are bringing in.
What else?
Others attempt to kill the serpents, and then they'll bring the dead carcass to the hospital.
Oh.
I'm sorry, if you can do all that, how are you getting bitten in the first place? You know what I mean?
They're everywhere.
Like, if you're smarter than the snake, I don't know.
Sometimes the snakes are, like, in the bath with you.
They do go into their houses.
They do.
Yeah, they'll be, like, in the toilet. Yeah.
Certain patients have even told hospital workers they chased the snake for an hour, trying to photograph it before they passed out. Hashtag doing it for the gram.
Yeah, I see.
Oh, man.
Okay. What's Does it even matter?
They say no.
Okay.
Australian, stop bringing your snakes to the hospital. Just get yourself to the doctor and let them heal you.
Okay.
Yeah, I like it.
Okay.
All right.
I think it was a solid message.
All right, good. I'm glad that we helped our Australian listeners to the show.
Is that all venomous animals or just snakes?
Just with the snakes for now.
Okay.
We'll do another PSA about other dangerous Australian animals later. Now we got to move on and get it to the shock collar question of the day with our own digital Jake.
Ooh.
Don't bring Jake to the hospital with you either if he bites you.
Let's get
some trivia, Jake. How we doing?
Put on your finest tuxedo and leave the kids at home with Dad.
Oh.
Yay.
Because today is World Penguin Day.
Okay.
Brooke, I know you were hoping we'd celebrate by barbecuing one of those Antarctic birds and tossing it on a toasted brioche bun.
Oh. That's terrible, Jake. I love penguins. They're my son's favorite animal.
Brooke, I'm sorry we can't do that. Your primal thirst for endangered exotic meats has landed me on numerous government watch lists.
Jake, give her a fin.
I never thought of what it would taste like, but I am thinking about it now.
It would probably be very fatty.
McPenguin burger.
So today, we'll be celebrating a different way. By cruising through a mouth-watering Penguin Facts edition of Plenty of 20.
All right.
Okay.
You'll each get a chance at answering penguin trivia questions. When you get it right, you'll stay in. Get it wrong, and your wings will be clipped.
Uh-oh.
Oh, no.
Let's start with the woman whose dance moves looked eerily similar to that of a baby penguin slipping on ice. That's Alexis.
Hey, they're cute. I'm taking it as a compliment.
It is adorable dance moves.
Alexis, penguins poop every 20 hours, 20 days, or 20 minutes?
I mean, well, I got to go then off just how bad the zoo smells and how many there
the smell
are
is bad.
Every 20 minutes.
Alexis said 20 minutes. That is...
Yay!
Correct.
They like to poop.
They beat you, Jose, with bathroom breaks.
Don't you test
me.
Barely. Just by saying that, I'm leaving right now. Goodbye, guys. I'm gonna go.
Brooke, it's your turn.
All right.
Brooke, a group of penguins in the water is called a raft.
Mm-hmm.
But on land, they're called a what?
Oh, God, what is it? Is it a cuddle is otters, isn't it? A cuddle of penguins.
Oh, it cuddles otters. I didn't know that. No, I thought it was a raft. Are they a raft because they don't float?
He said
they're a raft.
You were in the bathroom.
Yeah, I was in the bathroom.
The penguins are a raft in the water. On land, I mean, if you're a bird, you're a flock, but I don't think it's... Is it still flock for penguins, even though they're not flying?
Oh.
I'm going to stick with the bird angle and go flock.
Brooke went with flock. That is... incorrect.
Really?
You were close saying cuddle. It's a waddle of penguins.
A waddle.
Oh, that's adorable.
Very close, Brooke. Not
really
enough
cute.
To stick around for the next round. We're over to Jose.
All right.
Jose, the largest penguin species ever discovered was unearthed in Antarctica.
The emperor penguin!
Its size is almost incomprehensible. In fact, if it were alive today, the penguin could have looked basketball superstar LeBron James square in the eyes.
What?
No way.
That big?
Exactly how tall it was.
Oh, wow. My gosh, that is scary. They're not cute anymore being that big. Now that's like...
Yeah, they're punching you in the face. Dude, I want to see that version of Happy Feet.
Yeah. Like a horror movie version?
Oh, my gosh. All right. NBA players are taller than we think. Like, I always thought Steph Curry was short, but he's like 6'5".
Yeah.
Like, so I got to say, if you can look LeBron in the eye, you got to be 7 feet tall, Jake.
Jose went with 7 feet tall. That is incorrect. Yeah. From toe to beak tip, 6'8".
Eight.
Oh, wow. Mountainous bird would have dwarfed most adult humans.
Dang, dude, that's wild.
That is wild.
Jeffrey, please don't bring that back, scientists, if you're listening.
Jeffrey, you're up. Okay. Many different types of penguins swim in seawater all over the globe, but can they drink it? Hmm. Yes or no?
I mean, sure, they could drink it, but I don't know if it's a good idea.
Is that the mantra you go by?
Yeah.
I mean, I could drink anything.
You can.
How would they know not to drink it, though?
It's like survival.
How would you not drink it? They eat the fish out of the water. They got to get some of that seawater down in the throat, too.
I mean, but I don't think that they... I think he's saying, like, drink it. Like, that's what they take
when
in.
They're thirsty.
Oh, yeah, no. They probably bring the water back onto land and boil it so that it's clean. I'm
going
to say
smart.
They don't drink the seawater.
Jeffrey said no. That is incorrect. The answer is yes, they can. They have a gland located above their eye that removes salt from the bloodstream.
They're
essentially boiling it in their eyes.
Whoa.
The excess sodium then comes out through the bill or by sneezing.
Whoa.
Imagine walking into a 7-foot penguin boiling water in his eyelid.
They're nature's Brita filters.
That's a great example.
That's pretty cool.
Alexis, that means you've won today's show.
Plenty of 20.
All right, Alexis is queen of the penguins, so she gets to choose who gets shocked today, and they're going to be singing Sexy Back by Justin Timberlake.
I'm going to pick Jeff.
All right.
I have no reason other than
it fits.
It just, I looked at you and I was like, you deserve to get shocked.
Yeah. Fair enough. I'm bringing sexy back. Yeah. Them other boys don't know how to act. Yeah.
Oh, my God. If Justin Timberlake could bring a shot caller on his next tour.
Oh, that'd be so funny. Take it in the breeze.
Yeah. And different members of the audience get to hold the controller.
Oh, people would pay like $10,000.
Oh, my God.
He would not survive that performance. That's your shot caller question of the day.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
It's crazy to think that at any moment, one tiny little decision could end up changing the course of your life forever.
Gosh.
Whoa. That is crazy.
I mean,
to think.
No pressure or anything, Jeff. Jeez.
Don't ask me what I want for lunch
anymore. Yeah, okay.
Well, that was the case for one of our listeners who, back in her early 20s, was walking home from work at 3 in the morning when she and her friends passed by this cute little house. And they decided to do a quote, harmless prank.
Uh-oh.
For a little laugh.
Why are you using quotes?
Little did she know that innocent little joke would change her life in ways she never could have imagined.
Whoa.
Oh, my goodness.
And she still feels guilty about it to this day.
Huh.
We all couldn't believe what happened in studio, and you're going to hear it in a brand new mass speaker coming up.
You don't know me.
A confession I can't take back.
I am...
the Masked Speaker.
Texas 78592 says, I went to school with a guy who eventually ended up in a pretty popular band.
Oh, wow, cool.
Won't say the name, but it brings me great joy editing his Wikipedia page to say musician/fart smeller.
Just back and forth they go.
Oh, boy.
You edit it, they change it.
Someone's checking out the Maroon 5 wiki page right now going,
oh, boy.
I knew it. And while I'm sure it feels good to get Wikipedia revenge on your biggest enemies, what feels even better is unloading your heaviest secrets right here on our show anonymously. Mm-hmm. And we've got a woman who wants to unburden herself today. No. She's chosen to go by the name Dana/Pitsmeller.
Oh.
So, Dana, welcome to the show.
Hi, how are you? Thank you so much for letting me get this off my chest.
I thought you were going to say for letting me take a big whiff.
Yeah.
Welcome, Dana.
However you want to do it, Dana, it's up to you. The voice changer is on. You are now the mass speaker. Whenever you're ready, let's hear your confession.
Oh, okay. Well, this was back when I was, I'd say, in my early 20s. Mm-hmm. I worked at a nightclub. I was a cocktail waitress.
Okay. Fun. All right, you're making some good tips. Yeah. That's awesome.
Yeah, and it was fun. We had a great group of people that worked there, and each night we'd finish up at about 3 a.m. and all walk home. Like, a bunch of my coworkers and I all sort of walked home.
Oh, wow.
All the people I knew who were cocktail waitresses did something else at 3 a.m. when the bar started. Yeah.
If they were going home, they were running.
Yeah. That is exactly right, Jose.
No, I don't need to ride. I'm good. Yeah. It's only 4 miles.
That's exactly right.
Oh my God. Okay.
Okay.
Well, it's good. All right. It's good you have like a group to be safe with at 3 a.m.
Yeah, you kind of need that. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and so we would walk by this one little house and it had this really adorable little garden in front. It was just perfect. It was so beautifully kept.
Cute.
There was this like little pond in it, and it had these stupid little garden gnomes.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's always so funny when you come across a house like that right off of downtown, and you're like, oh.
An old person definitely lives here.
Someone with time.
Like the gnomes, like there was a cute ones like that had the fishing poles. Like, there was one that like had a little mushroom next to it.
Funny that you like those. They're pretty cheesy.
They are cheesy, but it's cute if they set up in a spot.
Totally cheesy, but really adorable. Like, it was really cutely. It was cute.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
So, I'm just going to keep saying, like, we were in our early 20s. my only excuse. But we just thought it would be hilarious if we moved them around into different parts of the yard one night. Like, we put two on top of each other.
Oh, yeah.
Duh. Why? Yeah. Explain. Why'd you do that? I'm kidding.
That's funny. That's harmless, though.
Yeah. Moving the gnomes
I think
around.
That was, like, a thing for a while.
Yeah.
Like, I knew a bunch of people in college would take gnomes from one house and you move them to another.
We stole a gnome in freshman year, and then we handed it down to the next class
after
we graduated.
That's good.
Okay.
So we did that first night, and then when we went by the next night, they were all back. Where they were, like, originally.
Right.
Magic.
Yeah. Oh, my God. They came alive and went back to their spots.
Now it's like the Seven Dwarfs of magic. They're, like, going into a mine. And
so, of course, we thought it'd be extra hilarious to move them again and, like, in different places.
This is literally, like, the most innocent confession.
I mean, honestly, my grandma would, like, this would be the most exciting part of her day, coming outside to seeing her gnomes. And she'd be like, Alexis, guess what I did today?
She calls you right away.
How did you get up on the roof, you silly little man? Get down here.
It's the highlight of my year.
Yeah, honestly.
Aww.
No, I'm so embarrassed to say. We did it like 3 to 4 times a week for like a month.
Wow.
It became like a thing. And then it was almost fun to come back and see it like reset, you know.
Okay.
But anyway, then we went by, and I just feel so terrible about this. The house was put up for sale.
Oh, no.
And I felt, like, totally responsible. Like, either these people feel like the neighborhood's horrible and, like, they're being messed with, or, like, I don't know, the gnomes are alive or whatever.
Or they just knew that they could get top dollar for a downtown location.
Yeah.
You know?
Hopefully, right? But, like, I felt like it was because of us. I felt like we forced these people out of their house, and I've just always felt super guilty about it.
Really?
Yeah.
I could see, like, an old couple being like, gosh, these darn kids in the neighborhood keep messing with our stuff.
Terrorizing.
I don't want to be. This place isn't what it used to be.
Oh, there's probably a lot of that.
Yeah, that's literally every old person.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Nothing's what it used to be.
Well, we don't need to be ageist about it, but I...
But we will be.
Like, years later, this house comes on the market again, and I bought it with my husband.
No!
What?
Wait.
You moved into Gnome House?
Yeah, I live in that house now.
That is so cool!
Why don't you all say, like, those old people in that house?
I meant those strapping, young, attractive people.
That's so funny. Did you put the gnomes back in the yard?
You have to.
You know what? It's so funny. This is like a constant conversation, but I'm going to. My husband's like, what? This is not us at all. And I'm like, I think I just have to do it.
Yeah, let's find that house and mess with her gnomes.
Yeah. You can't get mad at people who mess with your gnomes. Karma.
I can't. I think it will be like my tenants, right? It's going to happen.
Oh, my God.
That's really cool. It came
full circle.
Yeah.
This is actually kind of a wholesome confession.
Oh, I like it.
Well, I still feel guilty about it. I wish I could reach. I hope those people are listening and, like, well, they're probably not even alive, but you know, whatever.
Yeah. They're probably not even alive.
Probably made money.
Well, they're looking down from heaven smiling on, like, their beautiful property.
Maybe they're, like, lifting their fists at me in fury.
You came out on top, though. Text in 78592. If you have a confession you've been holding on to, we can hide your identity, mask your voice, and make you the next mass speaker. Your phone tap's coming up next.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
Today we call a woman who uses one of those box meal prep services.
Oh, yeah,
I use one of those.
You know, where they deliver a bunch of prepackaged dinners to your house.
Mm-hmm. That's great.
Well, her latest shipment was missing a meal.
Uh-oh.
She emailed the company asking about a refund.
Yeah, because she's hungry.
And then told her roommate about it.
Uh-oh.
So you know what? We're more than happy to do that for her if she can navigate through the most annoying automated help system ever.
Yes!
It's your phone tap right now.
It's another phone tap. And weekday mornings on the 20s.
Hello?
Hi, I'm calling from Chef Meal Boxes. Is this Christine Law?
This is.
Hi, Christine. My name is Rick. Rick O'Shea. We got a request from your account saying you'd like a refund for an incorrect meal you received. Is that right?
Yeah, that is, because normally I order 6 of these, and this time I only got 5, so something was definitely missing.
Oh, no, I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah, it was pretty disappointing.
I can understand. So our automated system is going to handle that for you. Just follow the prompts, and we're going to make this right.
Can you just do it now, please? I don't really have the time for this.
I'm so sorry. Everything runs through our system now, but it's actually very simple. You should just be in and out real quick.
Okay, I guess. If I have to.
Yeah, so just hold and I'll patch you through.
Okay, thank you.
Are you hungry?
Yes, I am.
What?
Oh. Are you hungry? Yes, I am. Banana. Yum, 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 yum.
This is weird.
Press 1 if you'd like to learn more about our food delivery process. Press 2 if you would not like to learn more about our food delivery process. Press 3 if you just want to know just a little bit about it. Press 4 if you want to know much more about it. Or press 5 if you want to know the medium, average amount. So more than a little, but also less than the most.
Zero? Operator? Customer
or you
service?
Can press 6 if you'd like a different set of options.
Are you hungry? Yes, I am.
This is ridiculous. Oh my god.
An apple.
Yum, operator?
Yum, 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 yum.
Press 1 if you're calling about our new line of vegan meals.
What?
Press 2 if you're calling about our new line of vegetarian meals.
No!
Press 3 if you're interested in our new line of high-carb, low-fat, vegan, vegetarian meals with a giant brownie on the side.
Oh my god!
Press 4 if you just want us to send you a bag of flaxseed.
So stupid!
Or you can press 5 if you'd like to hear a different set of options.
What is wrong with the thing?
Are you hungry? Yes, I am.
Not this again.
Great.
Is this
yum,
real?
Yum,
like
yum, 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 yum.
This has got to be a joke.
Press 1 if you'd like your food delivery to be dropped off at your front door with the label facing the street. Press 2 if you'd like your delivery to be dropped off to the side of your house so no one knows you can't cook.
This is the dumbest automated system ever.
Press 3 if you'd like your delivery to be placed inside a bush or shrub near your property so your partner has no idea you're sneaking extra food into the house.
Those are my options.
Or press 4 if you'd like us to add a family-sized bag of Cheetos to your delivery in an unmarked box.
Where's the refund option?
Are you hungry?
No!
Yes, I am.
Stop the music. I don't want this.
Chef Mealboxes, this is Rick O'Shea. How can I help you?
Hey, you're the guy who transferred me for my refund.
I'm sorry, who is this?
This is Christine. We literally just had a conversation 2 minutes ago. How do you not remember this?
What was your issue?
I was calling about the food delivery box, and then you sent me to this bullshit audio voicemail that kept playing this annoying song, and there was no even option for trying to talk to customer service on there or getting a refund. And
you know what? That's probably on me. I must have not sent you through to our refund center.
I told you, I don't have time for this shit, so...
Welcome to the refund center.
Yes!
Oh, press 1 if you would not like to get a refund for a missing or damaged meal.
No,
press
what?
2 if you'd like to skip your missing meal and let our company keep your money.
No.
Press 3 if you'd like to learn all about our baby otter welfare program that specializes in tender meat consumption.
Oh. Baby otter?
Or press 4 if your roommate's name is Zara and she's doing a prank phone call on you.
What are you talking about? My roommate, Zara?
Yeah. Are you hungry?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, Christine, you're on a radio show called Brooke and Jeffrey in the Morning. This is a prank call.
Why? What?
It's because your roommate Zara told us that you requested a refund. She wanted us to mess with you.
She was like, this is the worst voicemail system ever.
Look, I know the prank is done, but I actually do need to send you to our automated system just one last time, okay?
No, I can't handle it.
Press 1 if you thought the phone tap was funny.
It was
not. Or press 2 if you'd like us to send you a complimentary meal of roasted garlic and butter baby otter ragu.
No.
Wake up every morning with phone taps. Weekday mornings on the 20s. Brooke and Jeffrey in the Morning.
Where can you meet people to find real love connections these days?
That's a big question.
I mean, Tinder isn't what it used to be.
Nah.
The massage parlors frown on that stuff now.
Oh, I'm sorry, Jeff.
Even dog parks get weird and don't want you sniffing people's rears anymore.
What the?
Where can you be yourself,
exactly.
Right, Jeff?
The only place left to meet singles on your level is right here on our show during a little segment called Blind Love Is.
Yes.
Two of our listeners will test the waters and see if they connect romantically when they speak to each other for the very first time on our show, a.k.a. the massage parlor of radio.
Hey, everything's allowed here.
That feels like it works.
It does.
To me.
It's another Blind Love Is coming up next. We've done a segment for a while now on this show based on the popular streaming series Love is Blind.
Oh, yeah!
But for copyright reasons, we have to change the title a little bit. But keep the same concept, just do it for radio. Mm-hmm. And that's why we call it Blind Love Is.
Oh, God, so catchy.
Where two people who've never met before and can't see each other connect over our phone lines for the very first time.
God, it's really a lot easier for radio to do it than for TV.
Well, it goes by pure chemistry. Yeah. Like,
exactly.
Truly.
We're trying to see if they have a genuine love connection.
Yeah.
And right now, we already have two listeners on our phones who have tried to be here for second date updates that didn't work out for one reason or the other. So as a consolation, they've agreed to be on this segment.
That's a nice way to say it.
To find romance a little bit of a different way. Their names are Vel and Tag. They're going to meet each other for the very first time in just a second. Why are you giving me confused face, Brooke?
Do I remember Tag? Was Tag on the show?
I know, I was thinking that
too. I mean, Brooke, we've had on 3 dozen Tags in the last month alone, so I can understand your confusion.
See, popular,
he's probably one of them.
Right?
But again,
like Noah.
Tag has never met Vel before. It's going to happen for the first time right here. They do not know what each other look like because, as Brooke has told her husband many times, looks don't matter.
Oh, Brooke, that's nice of you.
My husband's hot.
Oh.
Yeah.
Like, I thought you were talking about yourself.
Oh, so, okay.
But
wow.
We've encouraged them to come prepared with some fun questions that they can ask each other. And remember, we need to stay quiet in the room while we listen in.
It's the hardest part.
I know.
Jeff, I hate this segment. I forgot about that.
But afterwards, we can jump in and discuss if blind truly love is.
All right. I love it.
Let's make sure that they're there. Tag, are you on the line with us?
I am. How you guys doing?
Good.
Hey, Tag. Hey. How are you? Are you
nervous? No. Stop trying to jump in and hit on Tag.
I just want to ask a question.
I know you're trying to steal him away for yourself already.
She knows he's single.
Tag, you're it.
No. Okay. Vel, are you there?
Hi. Yeah, I'm here.
Okay.
Hey.
So now that you two are punched up, we're going to step away and let you two talk. All right, go ahead. Say hi to each other.
Ooh.
Hey, Vel.
Oh, boy.
How are you?
Hey.
Rough start. Okay.
I'm pretty good. You know, we both have weird names, so we have that in common.
That is weird, and it's weird being on a radio show with a million people listening. That's a little strange and in common, I guess.
It's an exaggeration. Wow.
Thank you for
That's true. gosh, I'm kind of nervous. I'm never nervous.
I know.
I'm nervous now.
No, I am too. I mean, has your day been good so far?
Tag, I don't know if that's a good idea. I'd probably just get to the questions.
Yeah, we're going to be here for a while.
That was boring.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
You're doing great, Tag.
Thanks, yeah, the day has been okay, but I'll ask you my first question.
Okay.
I'm a big animal lover, right? So I'm wondering what your favorite animal is.
I guess I'll go with a penguin. Yeah. I kind of have this weird kind of walk sometimes, such as I'm moving kind of quick, and some people say I kind of walk like a penguin sometimes.
That's really cute. I love that.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you. Well, let me send it back to you. What's your favorite animal?
I like adopted puppies that you get from the shelter. Like, I just have a soft spot for, like, the more mangy they are, the more fleas they have. Because then I like feel sorry for them, and I take them home and take really good care of them and like nurse them back to health. So that's kind of my jam.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Hope you like fleas.
as long as we can get those before they get in the house. So I want to meet someone who's adventurous, you know, and really much down for anything. I mean, I'm really into spontaneity. I mean, is there any spontaneous things that you've done lately, you know, just went for it kind of vibe?
I would say I'm pretty spontaneous. So like there's a water tower that's pretty close to my house, and it's under construction right now. One night I just snuck up there and slept there for the night.
That's wild. Why'd you do that for? That's crazy.
I don't know. I mean, just for fun. Like, now I can say that I've done that before.
I mean,
that's in a water tower.
Not many people can.
Yeah. You know, it's a little weird, but definitely think that's kind of cool, I guess. Yeah.
What about you, though? Like, what do you do, spontaneous stuff?
Yeah, I mean, this is pretty wild. So I was on a boat with some friends not too long ago, and it was awesome. I was having the time of my life. So, you know, right on the moment, I was like, I'm feeling this. Life is too short. So I just got on my phone, called, and quit my job right there.
Wow. Quit it forever?
What? Yeah, I mean, I wasn't planning on staying at the job for a long time anyway. So I was like, here's an excuse. So let's do it.
Oh, my God. That's unbelievable. Like, I mean, did you get another job or what did you do?
I mean, I kind of chickened out. I went back to work 2 days later. I told them it was a joke. And, you know, I realized I could not afford not to work now.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I mean, it's okay. I've been fired by kind of a lot of jobs, so I'm not judging.
Interesting.
Okay. Well, maybe we should jump in at this point.
I don't know. I kind of want to hear how many.
Yeah. You know? Why would she say that?
She's relating. He quit. Relating. She got fired.
Probably
you know.
Fired from all the fleas that she has when she walks into her job. Okay. Well,
she doesn't walk like a penguin.
Yeah. I mean, they both don't take their jobs super seriously.
They do seem to have an interesting connection.
Mm-hmm. Super interesting. Like, I remember every fact about both of them. I don't know if that's a good thing, but they very much stood out.
I mean, as odd as it is, I feel like there's something happening there, but we don't get to decide if this conversation continues ourselves.
Listeners do.
Sounds like Tag needs us to just pay for a date, so we better keep him on the phone.
We put the fate in the hands of our listeners, so text in right now more if you want Tag and Vel to continue their conversation, or more, no more, if you think that
Jeff,
we should call it quits.
Why do you come up with these type of...
That's so confusing, Jeff.
It's the same letters. It's easier to text it that way.
Jeff sucks.
Okay. Whatever you want to text in if you want it to be over.
That's a generic statement.
We'll tally up the texts and see if truly blind love is.
Ooh.
And continue right after this. Hold on. If you're just joining us, we're in the middle of Blind Love Is with our listeners Tag and Vel, who just met for the very first time over the phones right here on the show. And we heard them talking to each other about quitting their jobs, sleeping in water towers. Climbing a water tower at least and falling asleep up there.
Yeah.
Also adopting puppies, but only the ones with lots and lots of fleas.
Like, I get the logic. God. She wants to help the most needy, but
Oh, my God. My dog had every bug you can imagine living on it when we got her.
Ew.
Yeah.
Basically, the most romantic conversation that we've ever heard.
I mean, can
on
we
these
also mention
waves.
He walks like a penguin? Yeah. Like, nobody mentioned that either.
But probably looks great in a tuxedo.
Absolutely.
And our producer asked them both off the air after the first part was done if they're feeling like they want to continue with this. They both said yes.
Yay!
Oh, that's good.
And our listeners agreed with them.
Really?
Maybe the most convincing percentage we've ever seen on this segment on the text board. 83% said, let them talk.
Yeah, let's go.
You know, the thing is even though we thought it was maybe silly, their conversation never really stopped or lulled.
It was
easy back and forth. Yeah.
It was really
They're rolling with the punches, so we're going to let them continue to find out if blind truly love is.
All right.
So Tag and Vel, you still there?
Yep. Yeah.
Okay, so funny just making sure.
Like, wait a minute, you just
wanted to double check.
Well,
all right.
Who knows? Somebody could get cold feet.
That's true.
We're going to let you guys keep talking. We're stepping away. Go ahead.
All right.
Okay. So I guess if you've tried to be on second date before, that means you date a lot.
Oh.
And it has been so I'm wondering, like, what the worst date you ever went on was like.
Oh, interesting.
Wow. That's tough because I have had a lot. Some pretty good and some pretty bad. Some more, way more bad than good. you know, I did go out with this anesthesia technician once, and she told me she really enjoyed the smell of flesh being cauterized, which was pretty freaky. And I don't know. Yeah, if I can
That's
be into someone
flag.
Who loves burning flesh, yes.
Oh, my God. Oh. You said her name was Anastasia?
No, she was an Anastasia technician.
Anastasia.
Yeah.
Anastasia.
Yeah.
Anastasia.
Oh, sorry.
Sorry.
Yeah, that makes more sense.
Yeah.
Okay.
Just to sit quiet.
So, I mean, what about you? What's your worst date?
The one that comes to mind for me is I had a guy at the end of our first date. He asked if I wanted to leave the country with him. He said he would pay for all the expenses, and he was going to go be on a TV show where he was going to be featured as like a warlock. So like a wizard, but in
real life. That's wild.
Yeah.
And you said no?
You have bad taste.
That's not my kind of thing. No, I was like, no, thank you.
Standards.
Okay, so like, tell me something else unique about yourself that not a lot of people know.
Oh my goodness. Well, a few years ago, I did have a cat, had it for many years, and I couldn't find the right bed for it. So I went and bought an American Girl, you know, American Girl dolls. I went and bought an American Girl doll bed for the cat to sleep on. And I came obsessed with those little mini miniature beds. And now I think I have like almost 17 of them now.
Whoa.
So I've got this whole collection of them. Yeah.
So you collect American Girl dolls.
No. Not the dolls. That would be a little weird. No, just the little miniature beds.
Huh. Expensive.
Yeah, that's
not cheap.
I know it sounds weird. Look, I know it sounds weird. They're like, it's amazing how much detail they put in these things. There's like one has a drawer underneath and you can put stuff in. I mean, it's almost like a decoration thing. It's not even like a bed thing. It's like
item.
It's pretty cool. Yeah.
They're perfect cat size.
I kinda want one.
Now. Yeah.
Well, let me ask you, what something interesting about you? What about you?
So I'm 100% vegan, but not many people know that anytime I go to a Mexican restaurant, I order chicken tacos because they're just so freaking good.
No!
Okay, so you're not 100% hardcore vegan then, right?
I am 100% vegan, except for Mexican restaurants.
Okay.
Makes
sense to me.
I get it. I get it. I love chicken tacos too. So I'm in your court on that.
I'm going to go try cucumber tacos.
You
now.
Just met a funny vegan. How often does that happen?
There you go.
Well, Tag is definitely feeling this, but there's only one way to be sure that this connection is the real deal.
Whoa.
Brooke, you know what I'm thinking.
I really hope I don't.
We've tried it before in a few of our other dating segments. segments where the two callers test their love by singing a romantic duet together.
Oh, no.
This is so awkward.
Romantic, yes. You're right.
What?
And they're going to do it. I believe our audience will appreciate this.
I mean.
And they will know once and for all they are meant for each other.
I'm not going to lie. Yay. I kind of love it.
Okay. The question is, are they up for it? Tag, Vel, what do you think?
Do we really have to?
Sure.
It'll
be time. Tag is up for it.
I was not expecting this.
What are you going to sing? What song do you guys both know?
What about the I Had the Time of My Life song from Dirty Dancing?
That's so corny.
Oh, wow.
You guys know that one?
Yeah, I know that part of it. I know a little bit of it.
Just the main part.
Yeah. You want to give it a shot, Vel?
Yeah, sure, why not?
There we
Jeff,
go.
If this okay. ruins
She's
this
willing
whole
to
thing.
Sleep in a water tower. She's got to be willing to sing a song on the radio.
All right, well, here we go. I'll count us in, all right? Here we go.
Yeah.
One, two, three, four.
I had the time of my life.
And I never felt this way.
Brooke's crying.
I swear.
I don't know any more of the words.
You guys are fun. That was fun.
Now, if you guys want, we're going to send you out on a first date in person, and we're going to pay for it, okay?
Yeah.
Dude, we'll even choose a Mexican restaurant for you, Val.
Yeah. Chicken tacos.
Oh, nice.
And we're going to pay for you guys to adopt a flea-ridden puppy. Yeah. You guys are going out on an official first date. Congratulations.
Yay!
Blind truly love Yay. Was today.
We did it. We all did it.
I think it's going to be cute. I want an update after your date.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. Thank you, guys.
Good luck, guys.
It's Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
One woman's Evite horror story's gone viral with 14 million views.
Wow. Uh-oh.
And some of the comments are even more hilarious than the actual video.
Yes.
Oh.
Plus two major trends. One involves an item you have in your fridge that I never thought in a million years you would need to wash it.
Wow.
And another one is in your bathroom.
What? I hope you're washing stuff in there.
Also needs washing. Okay. People online are sharing and freaking out about it. We're going to play you the audio in a brand new...
Woo! TikTok click shot!
And it's coming up right now. Yesterday was Jose's birthday.
Okay.
And we've been holding back, but it's finally time to give you your gift, Jose.
Oh
wait a minute.
Why did I think you were going to say spankings?
You guys got me a
gift. I thought it was going to be birthday spankings.
We got you a big ladle of sugar-free...
Woo! TikTok!
Oh,
open wide.
I'm gonna cry.
Yeah.
That's exactly what I wanted.
Oh no, wait, it's four times the amount of sugar.
Oh god.
Let's get to your first TikTok click shock, which is from a mom in California named Emily King. Mm. Her video got 14.5 million views.
Whoa.
With over 24,000 comments.
Dang.
Because she's a newer mom, and her kid's first birthday was coming up.
Aww.
So she wanted to send out an Evite to a few friends and family members to attend. But something got messed up, and I'll have Emily tell you what happened herself.
Oh, no. I just made an Evite for my daughter's first birthday party. And on Evite, it says import contacts. And I thought it meant import to select through. No. It imported all 487 of my contacts and invited them to this birthday party. Not only did it invite my boss, all of my coworkers, all of the people that have ever been stored in my phone, but it sent an invitation based off of how they're stored in my phone. And I want you to just take a second and think about everyone stored in your phone and how they're stored in your phone. Derek Irol, he received an invitation. Jess hit her car in parking lot. I have to quit or get a new identity.
So if you missed that, the Evite used the contact names that were in her phone, including Derek Irol, and Jess hit her car in the parking lot.
Well, I am cringing.
I mean, the good news is she did need some RSVP no's when you invite that many people.
Yeah.
So I think Derek Irol is probably out.
I actually went and looked at my phone after I saw this, and I have Tiara Chicken Enthusiast as one of my contacts and Jasper Uber Douche.
Oh,
did you share a ride with him, or was he a driver?
I don't know.
I don't remember.
This from a long time ago.
Can we text Jasper? I want to see who he is.
Yeah.
But like I said, got tens of thousands of comments on that video. The number one comment that got 259,000 likes was a woman who said, "This should qualify you for the witness protection program." It totally should.
My life has changed.
That's a TikTok click shock. Let's go to your next.
Woo! TikTok click shock.
which is from a woman who started a trend on social media. Mm. And maybe some of you guys have seen this one.
What is it?
It's of people washing a certain food item that I've never thought of washing before.
I saw this, and after they explained it, I was like, well, I guess I could kind of see why.
If you don't know what it is, here we go.
We're going to wash the shredded cheese. It's supposed to make it taste better. What? Washing something off of there.
It is cloudy coming off of there.
Yeah.
Look at the difference.
You can see the difference. Look at that. Now you can actually feel all that stuff on this cheese.
Now you're thinking about it, you feel it.
It feels, it's more smoother than this cheese right here.
You know? Wow. So it's washing your shredded cheese.
Yeah, like the pre-shredded cheese.
And
yeah,
I'm showing a picture of it to my co-host right now because they wash theirs in a colander so you could see all the cloudy water that comes out after they wash it.
Yeah. Well, it is dusty. Like, shredded cheese is always dusty, right? Yeah. They like.
And apparently there's some anti-caking agents that they put on it.
Okay.
So it washes it off. You don't have to wash it, but all the people trying it on TikTok say it definitely tastes better after you run it underwater.
Really? I wonder if it melts easier,
I don't know
too.
If you're going to go through all that, I have an idea. Why don't you just shred your own?
Yeah. Buy the block, just the cheese.
That's what we do.
Then you have to buy a grater. It's a lot of work.
You don't own
a
cheese grater?
No.
What?
Just hire someone to shred it for you,
they're
Alexis.
They're so hard to clean. Why would I buy one of those?
A lot of people are doing taste tests of washed versus unwashed shredded cheese, and it's becoming a big thing online.
Okay.
So definitely try it today. That's a TikTok click shock. You're next.
Woo! TikTok click shock!
Is another health trend. Because remember the British dentist we had the other week who told us all the times you should never brush your teeth?
Yeah. And we wondered if we should listen to him.
Well,
we
now
didn't listen.
We found a non-British dentist.
Okay.
So, Brooke, hopefully you can trust this one.
All right, let's see.
His name is Dr. Joe. He's got over 2 million followers.
Mm.
So that's, what do you mean?
He goes by his first name, like Dr. First Name. Already, I'm putting a red flag up.
I'm Dr. Kyle.
Yeah, I'm guaranteeing that he touches your arm too long when you're in the dentist chair.
He has a pro tip for something I strongly doubt anybody in this room does.
Here it is.
Every single night, you should be washing your toothbrush bristles with soap and water. Not only can this greatly impact the amount of bacteria and plaque buildup in your mouth, now studies are showing the bacteria in your mouth may be linked to your cardiovascular health, including the development of heart failure and atrial fibrillation. And once a week, soak this sucker in hydrogen peroxide or antibacterial mouthwash.
Brooke, your husband has heart problems. Is he not washing his toothbrush?
He has a problem with his valve. It has nothing. It was born that way.
Yeah.
It has nothing to do with.
Are you sure?
Is he brushing the valve?
I'll check in with him.
Maybe have him chug some palm olive oil.
You know what? I'll have him listen to a doctor who sounds like he's in a cave and goes by Dr. Joe. I think that sounds legit.
Yeah. He has a new client now. That's a TikTok click shock. And your final.
Woo! TikTok click shock!
Is from a very cute little girl. Aww. Who definitely knows how to appreciate the little things in life. I wasn't talking about you, Alexis.
Take it back. Take back the
She said, you're welcome.
She's like, aw, guys.
This little girl, her name is Chrissay, and her video got over 3 million views because she's walking down the sidewalk holding a bag of Ruffles potato chips.
Still sure this isn't me?
Okay. It was not you. Okay. One of her parents was filming her, and this is what she says.
Guess what? I just found world's biggest chip. I've never seen a chip this big in my life. Count down with me. 3, 2, 1. Isn't it so big, y'all? It's bigger than my head. Y'all, get these chips. Let's see if you can find the world's biggest chip.
Oh my God! That is
She needs to meet the corn kid from a few years ago.
Some say Ruffles set this whole thing up to promote their Ruffles queso, and it's all a stunt.
The end of it did sound a little like she was reading off a cue card, but it's good stunt. I'll take it. Still,
a lot of people are saying no. It's just a naturally cute, funny little girl.
Okay, that knows how to sell.
Those are your
woo TikTok.
Stories for the day. Remember, you can always check out our TikTok page at Brooke and Jeffrey.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
Win Brooks Box!
You know, in baseball, they say it's bad luck to talk to a pitcher when he's throwing a perfect game or even a no-hitter.
Yeah, that's true, actually.
So I'm not even going to mention that Brooke is on a 17-game win streak at the moment.
Oh, my God, my lucky number!
I'm not even going to talk to her the entire game because I don't want to jinx her.
Oh, wait.
Instead,
did you just do what...
I'm just going
to
talk.
You're not supposed to do?
I'm going to talk to our new player who's going to take on Brooke. Her name is Marie. Marie, welcome to the show.
Thank you. I'm so excited.
You are.
Yay.
Apparently, Marie and her son listen every single day on the way to school.
Oh, that's awesome.
And he's the one that wanted you to call in today.
That's true.
What's your son's name?
Alex.
How old is he?
He's 7.
Oh, okay. Oh. So is he going to be proud of you even if you lose? You know, because like parents say that about their kids, but is it true?
Don't take that,
probably
Marie.
Probably not.
Throw it back in her face, Marie.
She just agrees with me.
Well, I'm not talking to Brooke, so Jose, will you tell the person next to you to leave the room so that we can get to the game?
Please kindly leave the room so we can play.
Thank you, Jose.
Yeah,
now that
welcome.
She's exiting, Marie, we can go over the rules.
By the way, the person I told, she said you're very handsome.
Oh, not surprised. Always doing that. But Marie, you know how the game works. You got 30 seconds to answer as many questions as possible. If you don't know when you could say pass, you do have to beat her outright if you want to win. Are you ready?
I am ready.
You got this.
Good luck. Your time starts now. Today is DNA Day. What does the A stand for in DNA? Deoxyribonucleic what?
Acid.
Birds have the sense of smell. True or false?
False.
The bottled water Evian is from which Alps? Swiss, Austrian, or French?
French.
Liz Lemon was a character on what TV show?
Pass.
In baseball, an easy-to-catch fly ball is known as a can of what vegetable?
Peas?
A sonnet has how many lines in it?
12.
Going with that. Good work. Brooke's going to come back into the studio. And I see on my screener here that, Marie, you are retired from the Coast Guard.
That is right.
Wow.
Oh, good. I can't swim, so I'm happy we got you out there.
I was going to ask if we could transition Jose into that career at some point, despite his inability to swim and his fear of everything in the water.
No, they want me to be in the Coast Guard. I will guard the snack table. That's what I can guard on the Coast Guard.
He needs to be the land guard.
Yeah, I'll be on the coast waiting for everyone to come back, and I can hand out, like, hot cocoa.
Hot cocoa. See? The favorite of any surfer out there.
The Coast Guard needs people like Jose.
Thank you.
Think differently.
I love it.
Now, Jose, tell the person sitting next to you that it's time for them to answer questions, please.
Oh, yeah, Brooke, it is time for your role in the game.
You almost got that right. Okay,
yeah, let's go. Okay, here we go. Your time starts now. Today is DNA Day. Mm. What does the A stand for in DNA? Deoxyribonucleic what?
Acid.
Birds have the sense of smell. True or false?
False.
The bottled water Evian is from which Alps? Swiss, Austrian, or French?
Oh, I think it's the French Alps.
Liz Lemon was a character on what TV show?
30 Rock.
In baseball, an easy-to-catch fly ball is known as a can of what vegetable?
Can of peas.
A sonnet has how many lines in it?
10. Maybe wrong.
Brooke doesn't seem very confident in her performance there, but let's go to the scoreboard and check out how you both did with Jose.
I'm going to go with a man's private part.
Bolaños.
Can I also go with that?
No,
yeah,
you guys.
I want to go with that.
Marie, you got 2 correct today.
Ooh.
Woohoo.
It was a tough day. It was a tough day.
I did some guessing in there, Marie.
And Brooke, you have the same exact amount of questions in, so it's a fair fight.
You know that if I lose, I'm blaming Jeffrey.
You win! You're disappointed.
Okay. So now I'm not giving Jeffrey credit. Nope, not giving you any credit.
Right.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Sorry about that, Marie. But let's go over the answers for everyone. It's DNA Day. The A in DNA stands for deoxyribonucleic acid.
Dude, by the third time you finally got it, I'm proud of you.
Finally. I can't believe they made me read that. Birds have the sense of smell. Yes, they do. That's true.
They can smell stuff.
I think that's how hummingbirds are able to find the feeders, because they can smell the sweetness.
And like hawks and, you know, meat. And, anyway.
The bottled water Evian is from the French Alps.
That's my favorite water. If you ever buy me water, buy me Evian.
Liz Lemon is a character on 30 Rock.
God, I love that show.
I've never seen it.
Easy to catch fly ball is known as a can of corn.
Can of corn!
In the old days, cans of corn would be on the top shelf of the store, so it was a simple catch with the help from a broomstick.
When you pulled it down.
That's funny.
Yeah,
I didn't know that I've ever heard that.
Yeah,
You'll learn stuff on this game
occasionally. And a sonnet has 14 lines in it. So
I really let down Taylor Swift.
Yeah. Marie, unfortunately, it wasn't enough to beat Brooke here. But the good news is, just for playing, you get a pair of tickets to see comedian Becky Robinson perform on May 17th at the Snoqualmie Casino, Seattle's closest casino.
Thank you so much.
You had fun? Yep. Is that what you said? You broke up a little bit.
Oh, I had so much fun. Thank you.
Oh. Yeah, Alex, don't make fun of your mom. She did a good job.
Yeah, it's hard to believe when it feels like she threw the phone down and is crying in the other room so far away.
Murray, you're welcome to come back on the show and compete anytime, okay?
Yeah.
You're welcome.
You.
Okay, yeah. Maybe get a new phone before you do
all
it.
Right. We'll she needs to win the money.
Yeah, we'll be back to do Winbrooks Bucks same time tomorrow.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.